We're starting now with Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph, the sugya of finding dam inside Meriglaim. Now, Batsim, this sugya is really a hemshech or the shlomo of last man. That means you have an idea of Agoshov here, which is Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. We have the idea of Amaka, that's Siman Kuf Pei Zayin. We have the idea of Vestas over here in Ramo, Kuf Pei Tes. And our sugya of Ksamim, Siman Kuf Tzadik. From Kuf Tzadik Beis onwards, is really a sugya of Atzmoy. And this is really a shlomo of last month. And the reason why we started with Harchokis, I think it's pretty clear, was to get everyone settled, find chavruses, to work things out, find the zman. That's why we started there. It was easier, more off the page. Now we're going back to things more on the page and off the page. And also, I think mitzad chaburo, instead of making long chaburas, make them shorter chaburas, continue in the same way, give chaburas every single day. I like to do this Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph, divided to three chalakim. One is, first, the building blocks, that today go through the sugyas, build it up, where we're coming from. Tomorrow, I like to do make it practical. That means, I think I sent out yesterday, practical on Sunday, I like to make it practical tomorrow. Do the Nyanam Negev, finding dam in the bathroom, on the tissue, and make it halakha maisa. And then on Sunday, to finish off the Ramah. The Ramah, Betzim has five steps over here. The first step is our sugya. Next four steps is really the ending point. That'll be Bez Hashem on Sunday. To get our sugya, the Makar of this Indian is three different Gemaras in Nidah, is Dafin Tesan Vez, Dafin Dalin Vez, and Dafin Zain. Dikim Amokim is clear as a mission of Dafin Tes, that there is the mission over there says, Shalom of David. The mission over there says that we have an Isha, he Oisit Rachel. When the Isha, when she goes to the bathroom, Rashi writes, in each sugya, it means she went to the bathroom for Meriglaim, for Osadam, when she sees Dam, there are three different mandiyom, what to go do. Rav Meir of the Mishnah says, when she's a Medes, she's Tomei. Masha Enkenu, if she's Yosevis, then she's Toiro. The Mishnah is Mamshech, it says, according to Rav Yosi, Benkach, Ubenkach, she's Toiro. Then the Gemara brings down a third Shita, a Brisa of Shimon, the Benkach or Benkach Tmeya, she's Tamei. Three different teachers, again, when she goes to the bathroom and she finds Dam in the Meriglaim, what the Lacha is. Now, what is the Yisoy of the Machlaikas? So the Rishonim, the Achronim, explain, the Meir is Lishitosai, and Kol HaShashi is Choshish L'Mirto. Therefore, the Ram, being down, brought down by the Beis Yisoy, says, it's Choshish L'Mirto, so maybe it came from Beis Amokam. Therefore, Mechal between Omeres and Yesheves. Rav Shimon says, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Tomei, says the Mepharshim, because he's Chosh Lemiat Lemiato. He's Chosh even for the slight amount, a slight chance, and therefore he'll be Matame. However, the Gemara is very clear that we do not pass him not like a mayor, not like a Shimon. We pass him to Shmuel like a Yosef, like a Yosi. That the Loch is Ben Kach or Ben Kach Tohiro. However, how to apply that practically, we really have to first understand Rav Meir, and we shouldn't build out for a mayor. What the Lacha is according to Rabbi Yossi? So first, the Gemara says, after the Mishnah, the Lacha is when a person is Omedes, is Tomei. Why? Because it can go back to the Makar. So first, what does it mean by Metzias? When she's Omedes, it goes back to the Makar. So Mepharshim, if you want to take out the first by the Shulchan, he explains very simple. Oysa Mokim has two Nekovim, has two holes. One Lahashtin, one with the Meriglaim comes out, and one with the Damnida comes out, where Mokim is Shamashtosh. Rashi says, when Metzias says, when one is coming out, the Meriglaim is coming out, the other one closes. It constricts, there's no way of coming out. However, when she's Omedes, and therefore Dam is coming out, Meriglaim is coming out, it might go back harder to the Makar, and take out for the Makar. Now, it means it goes back to the Makar, does not mean to the Prozer, Dam for the Prozer we don't care about. It means it goes back to the P of the Makar, where the Dam of the Damnida comes out. Now, how that works in Metzias, how does Meriglaim cause Dam to come out? So, there's numerous Mahalchim among the Achronim explain just the Metzias. Again, you take out the body of Shulchan, you start with a bunch of different ways. One he gets involved with, it goes out of the body, and then goes back to the P of the Makar. Another way he says maybe it goes through the body, and it comes out that way. All the Mahalchim. But each year we have a Lochel here when she's a Medes, it somehow goes back and takes out Dam for the P of the Makar. Now, once we have this halacha that Omedes, when Matama affects the Gemara, what is the difference? Why by Medes, according to Rav Meir, argue Matama, Mash Enkin Yeshevesh, she's Torah? The Gemara answers, you know why? It's mizanekes. That means there are two ways of the water, the Merik Lan, come out. Either case over here is mizanekes, it sprays out, mekalachas. Or case is shesheses, it comes out by droplets, not pouring out. So according to her mayor, the reason why she is tahira, when she sheves, you need two things. Number one, you need your sheves. She has to be sitting down in the bathroom. And the two, she needs mizanekes. Mizanekes has to be is coming, spraying out. The Gemara goes on further and says, let's say at the end of the Merik Lan comes out, maybe then the dam comes from the makar. Explains Rashi, what does that mean? That means stam. She fits Merik Lan and stops, and then the dam comes from the makar. Or Taisus understands not the way he wants to argue with Rashi. Says that at the end of the act of mizanekes, what happens? It comes out droplets. It comes out to be shosheses from mitzias, and every shosheses must be chayshes coming from the makar. So again, Gemara has one question over here. Maybe at the end to worry about it. According to Rashi, you're worried about stam dam coming out. According to Taisus, nichel in the chash of shosheses. Come on, Gemara of Abba, and he answers, Echnami, she's sitting at besvas aseifel. She's sitting at the end of the bench by the rim over there, and therefore, if she came out at the end, she should have found it on the bench. The fact we did not find it there, therefore, Meir says Tahira. That means, again, according to Meir, to be Tahira, you need maskan Gemara, three things. Number one, she's sitting, not standing. Number two, she's mezanekes, she sprays out, not a case of shosheses. And number three, she's sitting besvas aseifel. At the bench, at the end of the bench. Building upon the Meir Shito, we come along passing like a Yosi. Now the question is, what if a Shakir Tahira and a Meir, the Gemara is very clear, we passing like a Yosi. So among the Rishonim, it's very clear, the three different Mahalchim over here, at least, had to understand it, and all three are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The first Mahalch, Rashi, he says the Metzius says, when Isha is standing, it's not possible to be Mizanekes. It can't be. It has to be shosheses. Not possible. Therefore, the mayor says, oh, the case over here is tamei, and the Behuda says it's tairo. The case over here is, even when she is a case of standing, and even a case of shosheses, the mayor says, tartilu usa, still it's mutter. Since Rashi has said it's not possible, Matthias, like he says, that's in Zainam Abayis, so according to Rabbi Yossi, is being mekel, say she is standing, in other also the case of shosheses, it's mutter. The Beis Yosef says, that's the das of the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashbo, you look among the Rishonim, it's Rav Rishonim, the Ravit, Rav Neruchim, Azrua, Kolboy, Orchis Chaim, Kudaimo. Therefore, it comes out again, very clear, according to this halacha, the Rambam, it's Redes, Omedes, or Yesheves, Mezik, Mezanekes, Shesheses, does not make a difference, across the board, according to Yossi, his mother. One mahalach, Atzad Hasheni, the Rosh says, the Gemara has a Havamin over here. Starts off, the case over here in Ramea is a medes is tamei. Now he comes along and says, first he disagrees with the Metzias and says, someone's a medes, the case it can be, sai mizanekes in Metzias, and sai shosheses. That means Rashi says it's not possible, and the Rosh says the Maisid is possible. And in the case of a medes is tamei, sai mizanekes, and sai shosheses. If that's so, the Gemara is asking a question like this. If an Isha's a medes as mizanekes, and it's chadla tibusa, it's tamei. Say the same thing when she's Yesheves, when she's sitting, according to her mayor, and it's also a case of Mizanekes, but it's Chad le Tevusa, let me also be Tomei, because of a case over here, she is Sheshesses. And the Gemara, Echanami, to over here to make in her mayor, you need two things. You need a Sheves and Mizanekes. That means the question was, according to her mayor, let only, we see over here from the ratio in Medes 101, the Gemara said no. The case of the ratio we're being mekel is only in a situation over here when you have Tartilu Tevusa, a case where it's Sheshesses and Mizanekes. Let's say the case she's Sheshesses, however she is sitting, or if her character is a Medes, in the case over there that she is standing, either one will not make a difference. A Medes, in the case over there she is Mizanekes, either one, according to a Medes, is a problem. You need Tartilu Tevusa. If you understand of a mayor, you need Tartu Tevuso. Your Yossi disagrees with her mayor. What does he need, says the Rosh? He needs at least one. That means, you need a case over here that either is Mizanekes or Yesheves. That means the case is to be Mekel, either she is standing and Mizanekes, or the case of Yesheves and Sheshesses. He needs to have one or the other. But if you have both on the Reyasa, a common one couldn't rush to be machmer even according to Rabbi Yossi. That means if Rosh wants to disagree with the Mahalach, the Rambam and Rashi, that you have one without the other, if you have title Rusel Maisu will not be mutter. Now Tosfos, he has two Mahalachim over here. His first Mahalach in Tosfos is Mamash like the Rosh. The second Mahalach in Tosfos is the Mishnah is discussing only Sheshesses. He says it's Mezenekes, of course will be Torah over here. So the only case of Sheshesses, like what's that question? If the case of Yeshevich is Mutter, and Sheshesses, Chodel Weyasa, what's the difference between Amedes and Sheshesses, Amedes and Yeshiva? The Gemara says, Echonam, you need Tachim to Rusa, you need a Sheves and Mezenekes. I mean, just the two Malcolm Toysvis, it's really just arguing how in Sadat Gemara's have Mino. Maskon, it comes out two Malcolm Toysvis, like the Rosh, you need two things to make a Lekon to a Meir. In the case of a Mezenekes, and in the case of Yeshevis. Now, what is the nafkmin to the two towards him? Add this part, I am part of Shemoinim. But comes out each year, side the Rosh, side Tosfos, that once we instead of a mayor, they need two things. The Biyasi to be Makel, you need the Cholapach is one thing, either Mezenekes, or the case of Yeshevis. Tzada Shlishi, coming with Beis if it brings down the Maram Rutenberg and the Ben Chananel. Now, Be'etzem, these two Malachim are really coming from two different aspects, two different places in the Sugya. They come on the third sheet over here. First, come on the Maram. And he points out that Rabbi Yossi is really saying two things. He's Mekel Sain Medes and Sain Yeshevis. Where is the argument in Rabbi Yossi and the Meir? Only in one case. Only in the Medes. And Yeshevis even agrees. So the Maram, if Yeshevis even agrees, what is Rav Meir saying you need by Yeshevis? He says you need Yeshevis. The Gemara's Maskon is you need three things. Number one, Yeshevis. Number two, Mezenekes. And number three, Svas Aseifel. You need Shloisha L'Tavusa. You need to have three things to be Michael. So if we're saying there's no Machlokes in Yeshevis, it comes out that Yossi will go like a Meir, and not that's always Mutter, and not you need one thing L'Tavusa. Needs three things with Tuvusai in order for Rabbi Yossi to be Meikle. Why? Because there's no machlokes in Yeshevis. And that's only a kimto that remains being Meikle when you're Shloisha Tuvusa, who would be Rabbi Yossi. I can ask a question. The ratio has been Mechalk in the case of a Medes. And a Medes Lechura does not have Shloisha Tuvusai. So the Beis Yosef brings down from Maram two ways of answering. Either it's going to the Mahalach of the Rishito and Tosfos. That says Echlam is a Medes and also Mezenekes, not like Rashi's Metzias. Or he goes on further with the Ben Chananel. Now, Ben Chananel again is coming from a different sugya. He's coming again, the idea of Maram is coming from the words of Yeshevis. The words of the Maram is coming from the case of a Medes. You have to realize that two things that Yossi said over, they're coming from two different aspects. Maram is coming from Yeshevis, it's equal Ramein of Yossi. The Ben Chananel is coming from the case of a Medes. Where is he getting it from? The Gemara Daf Yudal Beis that we had already last month was brought down Laloch of Eish and Ibadik, the Simuk of Sadi and Sif Lamad Vav. Over there, the Gemara has Machlokes. When you do Eish and Ibadik and you put inside a Kufsa, what's the Laloch in that situation? The Gemara brings down Rav Chiyah that says Laloch is Tomei Kesem. It didn't drop on him. Atzad Hashani brings down Rabbi that says it's Tomei Dereiso. Machlokes, if each and a bodek, they find dam, is it a klal of a kesem or a deraiso? The Gemara goes on further than Dafidal and Beis, and brings down the same machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi says it's Toiro, and Rabbi says it's Tomei. Says the Gemara, it's Lashitosa, it's the same exact machlokes, they get to Isha Shoisa Tzrechehel. I will sing you. That means just like Rabbi Yossi says, but each and a bodek, she's Toiro. Who didn't be Isha Oisa Tzrechehel? Rabbi Yossi over there says also Shitaira. Rabbi that says it's Tomei but Eish and Ibadik, you hold like Rav Meir, the Loch is that the case over there is Tomei. It equates the two. Now the question is, read it slowly, in fact, we're showing him, there's a big difference. But the second in the Testament of Bay is, what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says Tahira. Tahira means, pastures, Mutter fully. The Gemara in Yudalva Bay is, the Gemara has two options, Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi. Rabbi Chiyah says, it's Drabonon. And Rebbe says, Deraiso. But no one says, Tahira. There's no such shita over there. How in the world are we coming along and saying, Rebbe, Tahira, when the Gemara only had two options, it's either Deraiso or Drabonon. So Tosfos over there asks this question, and his first Malach, and the Rashi and the Balmo went with, Enechanami. The Gemara is being mechadish a third sheet over here. That means we have Rabbi Deraisa, Rabbi Chia Drabanon, and Yosi is being mechadish Tayo. It's mutter, totally mutter. And therefore, if you remember, you go back to Sima Kuvtsadi, it's Siflamavov. Over there, the base Yosi brought down the Balmo Shita is Tahiro, by the case of and Abodic. The base Yosi brought down the Rashi Shita, the Me'ikadin, Tahiro, a third option. The Maestro, we did not pass like that in Siflamavov. And we had a second Malach over here, Rabbeinu Chananel. The first Rabbeinu Chananel had to call a problem, does not like this Mahalach, the third Shita. So first of all, it's Machlok Shirachok. One man, the Yom is saying it's mutter, totally. The other man, the Yom is saying it's Issa Deraiso. V'oi, the Gemara starts with two Shitas, Drabon and Deraiso. And then the Gemara is throwing in a case of Tahiro without even mentioning it, there's a third Shita over here. Therefore, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, what Rabbi Yosi says, Tahiro, it means it's Tahiro Deraiso, but it's Tomei Midrabon. The Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah says, Isha ben Medes ben Yosheves. What's the halacha? By the case of a medes, which are equating the two sigils, by a medes to the case of Eichen and Bodek, it's still a dindur abon over here. That means ad kan ben chananel. That means he's discussing, the Gemara is very clear, it's the same exact sigil. The halacha of Isha she'oiset tzorchel is the same sigil as Eichen and Bodek, and therefore just like Eichen and Bodek is a dindur abon, but a medes also a dindur abon. Kamung Maram and says, and it takes now the ben chananel a step further. Ben Chanan discussing a situation of a medes that over there is the halachic of a tamei kesem. So the Maram, who did by Yesheves, also the same exact halacha, is tamei kesem. Unless you have three things, shloish shel tevusai, a case of Yesheves, and mizanekes, and you said also of a sas haseful. So it comes out the maskono of the Kondu Ben Chanan is be'etam b'machmur, unless you have three things over here. I think Gemara goes on further in the Tesla and Beis and says in the Sefer, when you have a ish and an isha, that use the bathroom, we make them without a sugya svek sveko. And over there the Gemara says, you might think only b'dievet k'mashmon even l'chadchilo. So the Chananel, echanami, that's dafka in the Sefer. In the Sefer, when you have noch esophic, maybe it came from the man, then we have a svek sveko, we make l'chadchilo. But otherwise, in other cases, we're going to be metami of the person inside the sugya of kesem, unless you have three tzurufim what you makel. Again, number one, she's sitting. Number two, it's spraying out. And number three, she's sitting at the end of the bench over here. And that's how the Gemara Maimonides, the Mordechai, that's the Paskin. Now, you could just ask a question. The Mishnah says, Benkach or Benkach, whether she's standing or she's sitting, the Mishnah is Tahira. And the Chorin point out, it means the Sodom Kani. When she's a medes, she's toyo to raiso, but tamim midrabanan. When you sheves, the loch is to be toyo legamri. So Shos Yaakov, the Yudah, others get involved with how long let's start them. That's what pshat in the Mishnah. So again, so we had first three mahalchim, hanasam pshat now sugya and dafyun tes. Building upon the idea of yudalim beis, one other sugya to build from. Is we have the Gemara on Daf Nudzaino Beis. That means when you learn Nida, the first sugya we learned in the first week, we head over there to be a Din Deraisa, you need to have Agosha. We are possibly Torah with Besaro, Ad Shadarkish. If you have no Agosha, it's Nichol the sugya of Kesem and the Klum of Drabonans. The Gemara on Daf Nudzaino is six different questions upon the Pasuk. Now the first three questions are Etzem the same question. First one is from our mission, Daf Nudzaino. Isha Shehi Oisat Shachel. The loch is, we're going to be mechalik whether she's standing or sitting, according to Rav Meir. If she is standing, tamei, sitting, the case of there should be Torah. That's the Gemara Manushach. If there's agosho, whether he's standing or sitting, should be tamei. If there's no agosho, whether she's standing or sitting, she should be Torah. The Gemara goes on further and says, another case, we have a mission that says, when she takes an eid and puts a tachas karav keses, the loch is, depends if it's moshuch or it's ogle. If it's moshuch, it's tamei. If it's ogle, it's tor. In fact, you're more moshuch. If she has a gosho, both of them should be tamei. If there's no gosho, both of them should be a case of tohira. The Gemara brings down a third case, another raisa. When she has tashmish and she found the dam osium, the carbon, now find the osium, there is no carbon. Then the Gemara again, with moshuch. If there's a gosho, should be a derais and a carbon. If there's no gosho, both cases, whether it's Isim or not, should not be a case of a carbon. Three kashas, again, whether from Amish, Isha, Oyster, Achaha, whether the sugya of Aid or the sugya of Tashmish. The Gemara answers to all three the same teretz. La'ilam da argosha, she really had argosha. However, she made a mistake. Maybe it's Akoshish Meraglayim. Maybe it's Akoshish Aid. Maybe it's Akoshish Shamish. These three cases, she made a mistake. And Be'etzem will come out that when she says she has argosha, we'll say she made a mistake, there's no argosha. Now these words are very important. We'll Be'etzem get back to make it practically tomorrow. But we have a third, and noch ha-sugi, even by argosha, we can't be mekel. So first, adkan the sugyas. Building upon this, alach l'maiso, we come out clearly, once we have these three shitas, in even the shita of Rabbi Yossi, are we passing like, what to do halach l'maiso? That means the Mechaber starts off at Simukut Tzak Aleph, he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, that Isha goes to the bathroom, and he finds dam, via medes, or she's sitting, does not make a difference. She's always tahira. No difference over here. No chilek. Why? Because that's she's the Rambam, Rashi, Rabbi Shainim. We go like the steamers and the Mishnah. The loch is whether in all situations we find dam inside, we'll say what we toil upon. No problem over here. He goes on even further. Not only that, I feel hirgasha. She has a body tremble over here. She had a gosha. We'll say, no, she made a mistake. Why? Said Bar Gadol, looking after Zion. She says, I have a gosha mamish. Echshash teraisa. We'll say, no, she made a mistake. There's no dam in Meraglayim L'maisa's mutter. That's the Mechaber. If we'll take out Tshuva Rabbi Omer, Taras Abayis, he come on Paschal Loch L'maisa like the Mechaber. Anytime an Isha finds dam by the Meraglayim, L'maisa it's mutter. Find inside the bathroom, the Sheretim, mutter. Goes on now the Ramah, Losh Yish Omer, he began the second Shito, the Rosh Shito. The only time he can be Mekel, when in Chal L'tivusa. That means either you need a case of Yeshiva, or you need a case of Mizanekes. Walks the understanding going to take Rabbi Yossi building out for a mayor. Rabbi Meir can be Mekel only with title Tivusa. The Rabbi Yossi can be Mekel when you have Chal Tivusa. But you need to have one or the other. Come on, Rabbi goes on further. Yesh Aymim. We need three Tivusa. You need number one to sit. And number two is a Nekes. And then number three is Svasa Safal. Why? That's Maram. That's Rabbeinu Yeruchim over here. And he says, Vahachinog, that's Halacha. We pass on the Chumra like this Mahalach over here. He does say, how far do you take on the Chumrah? That's Dafkin, the Reish of the Mishnah. With the Sefer of the Mishnah that says a case where the man went to the bathroom and the Isha used the same bathroom, and they found Dam there. Now we have Srek Sreko. The Gemara says, in this situation, even the Chadchili can be Mekel. Said the Shach, we tell the Sugyo Srek Sreko over here. Now once we Paskin, the Bnei Ashkenaz, like this Ramah over here, there's a question of how far to take on the Ramah. That means when you read the Shach over here, it's called in Gimel, the Shach among the points out that if you read the Ramah slowly further on, he says, "Beloshin yesh oimim by the case of Bdika, after you go to the bathroom, he brings down two yesh oimim and says, "V'yesh lahachmer." That means he took on Maram Rutmer midin chumra. He says, "Look, Lavush, he took on the din of this Maram, the third Shito, V'achi no, how are midin chumra shabai?" The Shach disagrees, he's very clear. He says, "It's before Shishalmi, it's among the Rishonim, it's a Benachanal with Divik Kabbalah." The Gamma Bay Station says, "You don't have any clear Benachanal." So, no, Divik Kabbalah. And therefore, he comes along and says, "No, this Haloch Maram is Haloch L'maisa Medinoi, not Medin Chumro, cannot make the truth out of it. It's Haloch L'maisa." Maisa will speak out the Loch tomorrow, but most of them come along not like the Shach. They go like the Amor, like Lavosh, says the Chsam Seifus, the Adonais, and others. We'll make tzirufim from the other shitas, which is Ravi Shen over here, and say we'll take on halachan v'achinog like this third malach maram, but only in the chumra, not mirkadin. V'oid, this halacha to be machmer, how far is the chash deraisa or chash derabanan? So Ben Chanal is very clear. We're giving a get of derabanan over here. Therefore, when you go back to Simukuf Tzadi Yisif Lamavav, when you take each and a bodak and put inside a kufsa. The loch is at the taz over there, it's only a didri abonon. Why? Because that's mamash sugya equates the two. Agam Bergala did not say that way, but that's the pashu equating the two sugyas. And therefore, again, the shach boss is very clear, this hachi norg is only didri abonon, not a sugya of a deraisa. Now, it's very important. Sorry? That's what it sounds like, certainly, yes. Now, when you read the Ramah slowly, you have to realize we're saying to be Mekel needs three things the Tavusa, a Semichon of Yosi, which are made a sheet also. We need number 1 Yeshevas, number 2 is Mezanekes, number 3 is Svas HaSeifel. Read them more slowly, he only says 2 of them. He says a case of Yeshevas, Mezanekes, but does not mention the case that she sat at the end of the bench. He says you have to find inside the Seifel, but not say exactly where she sat. He left out that point. That means Pashas is, when you learn the sugya according to a mayor, to be makel, you need a chocha gmura. They know that dam inside the merig lime is not from oisim makom, it's from kidney stones, it's from a urinary tract infection, it's coming from some mako. That's what the Gemara is saying. Come on, Ramon, he brings down this halacha, and he left out a very important concept, a thing at the end of the bench. So the Shachas of Kondal points this out, and his words are, Varav kitzer kemuvan. The Rav is a mekatzim echanami, he means over here, said the Shach, they need all three. You need a situation in which he's also sitting at the end of the bench. The Shach against the Kohen Ches says the same thing. And most Achronim go with this Mahalach, you need all three. Sorry? Right, but don't say where she sat. She left out, he left out a very important word, sing Besfasa Sofal. He does not say that. And the Shach is his kasha. No, if you find Besvas, you have a chach over here that came from Oysamokam. But he left out, and again, the Shach's bothered by this question, he left out this point. So, my son, most of the Chodim go like the Shach. No. The question is, which chach do you need? Do you need a chach that, if there's no chach if you're not seeing the end? You found the middle, that's enough. Do we need a chacha that you see at the end and only found in the middle? He does not say she sat at the end of the bench. And again, this shach is worked down by the Minchas Yaakov, Chach Masodim, Kitzur Aruch HaShulchan. Atzad HaSheni, that the Nezer and Tshuva is very stark, not the way, and the grass brings down this tzad. He says, read the taz slowly, sign Aleph and sign Beis. Take the small taz. He says, you need three things. What's the three things? He says, the halacha is, you need your sheves, Mikalachas v'toicha seifel. That's all he says. Inside the seifel, he left out svasa seifel. He left that out over here, and therefore the predayer brings down the taz and says he lemaisa argues on the shach over here. Aye, what do you do with Maram? Maram is very clear not the way. So the pesuk would say first of all, Maram, you're right. Maram said very clear, you need all three. In the case of v'toich, singing besvas, yeshevas, mezanekes, you need all three. However, why do you need all three? So come along the Achronim, one time according to the Taz, who wants to be Mekel, and it sounds like that way for them all, that first of all, Rav Yishayim are not sounding like the Maram. So the question is, how far to be Makbel for the Maram? For Oid, where is it coming from? The Gemara is saying, Svas HaSafel, why, in a Meir Shito, the Meir, according to him, this dinner finding Dam is a Dereiso. That means, we have Machlokes, it's Dereiso Rabbonon. That's a Meir versus Rabbi Yosi, according to Melech Hananel. According to Rameh the Chash Deraiso, then that we need a Chocha Brua to sit in the Svas HaSeifel. Mashenkin us. We're saying it's Din Kesem. It's a Din Rabbonon. So the Gemara says, let's be Choshes, maybe it came at the end. Why be Choshes? Only Din Rabbonon over here. Therefore, we will not take on the Locha thing with Svas HaSeifel, because we're only taking on the Locha with Din Kesem, and not with Din Deraiso. That means Rameh is saying with Din Deraiso, we have a good Chash. Not in the case of we passing the only Din Rabbonon. Because Rameh is choshes for a miyato, we're not choshes for a miyato. So it comes out, there's a shayla, how far would a paskal this maram fully? We need three things mamish. And no, the way the Taz is over, the three things are what? Yeshevas, mikalachas, v'toicha seifel. We not need svasa seifel. Lavi staf kamino, it was all anoshim. How exactly do they sit? They all sit, not besvas. They sit, I assume, as a regular situation, it was not besvas. Will we have this hatter of this Ramah on our notion? Which again, we'll have to build up to tomorrow to make it practical. That means until now, we discussed again, I think very clearly the building blocks over here. We went through the Sigyas, we went through Shainim, we went through the Torah Beis Yosef, and the beginning of the Ramah. Again, the next four situations, the Ramah is not really our case. What has to be discussed tomorrow is once we have this halacha as a Geder V'Kesem, how to apply it in all situations when the Isha finds Dam, when she went to the bathroom. What to go do? That means whether she finds it in the Mary Glim itself, whether she found it on a tissue. Is Zigbi a term over here or not? The one of the questions you had to discuss, he was saying in the Gedev Kesem, when you learn the Simuk of Tzadi by the Sugi of Kesem, the numerous heterim over there. We know that the heter of a size of a gris. We know that the heter of a big date savoinim. We know there's a heter of an inimakabal tomo. We know there's Nashim Musalek as we can retail upon. And all these heterim apply to our Sugi over here, Simuk of Tzadi. That means even we're going to be machmer, because our Nashim is not sitting in the Svasa Seifel. Has he Gedev Kesem? Very good. Let's say the tissue is yellow. Big day savoinim. Could be makel? Can they get a kesem? No, we say oisamokim is different. That means to make this halacha practically, we're going to have to discuss tomorrow a couple of questions with klalius. How do we take this halacha we passed into a shach that didn't do avonim of a kesem together with the sugya of kavtzadi, and therefore with that we can answer all the shailas that come up and get out to finding dam inside the bathroom on top of the tissue? Fine. Slacha, questions?